And then you put a pillow over your dick so no one sees. Because you might have a hard on.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Christian Del Grosso.
Just butchered my last name.
Del Grosso. What'd you say?
Del Grosso.
Del Grosso. Yeah, it's funny. Del Grosso. That's what the kids used to make fun of me in school with.
Oh, wow.
Del Grosso.
Yeah, you're Del Grosso.
I'm sorry, I got Amanda. Cool. I'm like, clearly
Amanda.
I'm a woman.
It's not as bad as Del Grosso.
I saw your
Instagram video about that.
Oh, what? My name's clarifying Somer. It? Guys, I'm just gonna clarify something real quick. But also, people, my
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
But my brother used to always say, when I'm around Summer, I get more dumber. I'm like,
oh, that's rough.
The funny part about that video was how long were you being called Somer that you had to build it up to make a video to be like, yo, guys, listen.
This is literally I'm not kidding. Like, I'm so, Somer right. I'm like.
Well, let me tell you guys, if you don't know already, who Christian Del Grosso is.
Del Grosso. Gross.
Don't do it. Hurry up, get it over with.
All right, he is.
I smell green. Oh, you actually smell like a pea right now.
Okay, thank you.
No, but I smell like green.
If you guys are listeners that don't know right now, I'm in Summer is a turkey. It was her preference. I am a...
this was my choice.
Yeah. I am a string bean. And
I'm a meathead.
I think I'm a snap pea. I'm a string bean, snap peas.
You're a sweet pea.
I'm a sweet pea. That's so sweet.
The first time I ever had snap peas was with you. Dipped in hummus.
Now you can never forget.
I'm haunting your dreams.
Well, Christian is a super talented singer and producer.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You're just making your facial expressions are scaring me.
That was so great.
But he is. He's like, if you guys, you need to check out his music. He's on Spotify. What's your Spotify handle? Christian Del Grosso?
I think it's just my last name.
Del Grosso.
Just Del Grosso.
Whatever's going to make them remember it. Del Grosso.
Check him out. It's honestly super talented, like next level stuff. And he's also super hilarious. He makes comedy videos. Really
funny. Do you remember when I met him and I got in the car? I was like, oh my God, he is so funny.
He said that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
Well, Christian is in a you've been in a long-term relationship with Kristen. Mm-hmm. And he chose her because they have very similar names.
He's like, I'll never forget your name.
It's the only reason.
Christian and Kristen
we
from
should be
Canada.
Together forever.
That is
the same name.
Yeah. The same name. But you're high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. And
that's
then
so cute.
You just stayed together. How long has it been?
9 years.
Wow. 9 years. She's so
that's
sweet.
A long time.
She is. She's awesome. She's genuinely my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what she is to me.
I feel like that's what makes the biggest difference is like friendship, like having that friendship in a relationship.
Yeah, of course. We were friends for a while before we started actually dating. Mm-hmm. We were friends for a couple of years, like good friends. And then we just started making out randomly and it got awkward. So we're like, should we do this or what?
Oh, we needed you for that question. Remember we had a question on the podcast, this girl and guy made out and they're best friends and now it's awkward between them. So we needed your advice on that.
You thought about me or just now you thought about me?
No. Because I didn't know that happened.
Is this a PG?
No. We'll buzz you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Great.
So how did you guys met in high school and then how did you manage to end up dating because you hooked up, you end up making out, and then it was awkward, and then from there you're just like, well, we made out, might as well date, like, or was it more like, romantic than that, like
our lips let's lock.
I used to just do a lot for her, like I'd pick her up from school and like drive her to school like every day
but that was
like, again, more I guess it was like kind of crossing the line a little bit, like between like best friend and like are we doing this. Go ahead, fix your pee. So I was like, we spent pretty much every day together. We just hung out all the time. So by the time I just can't take you seriously in that
what
thing.
What do you mean?
Because you're just like literally a pea just looking at
me. And it literally looks like she has like a neck brace on.
She's like, I feel like I do. It's hard to turn my neck.
As I was saying.
Yes, sorry. Keep going.
We spent a lot of time together.
Oh, that's what I was smelling.
I'm drinking a green juice with a metal straw, by the way, because, you know.
Save the environment.
Yep. Been drinking, and then you, like, and then it, like, a plastic straw will, like, yeah. That's gonna kill you.
Yeah. And I have fake teeth, so that's not good for me.
You do?
Yeah.
You're all lying.
Fake. Yeah. Veneers.
Love, life, and relationships.
Okay, then get your green juice out of here with your little metal straw and shit.
Oh, that's gotta smell great.
Oh, but I actually love the smell of that juice. It makes me feel, like, healthy.
Just smelling it?
Health I'm clogged up right now. I can't smell
it's
anything.
It's, like, all on my lips. All right, go ahead. Kristen.
Where was I?
Kristen, okay, we're taking her, driving her to school, doing the most.
So we spent, like, doing the most. So we spent so much time together that and at one point we had a grad trip. Mm-hmm. So, like, I went away for, like, a week on this grad trip. And that time apart kind of was, like, we kind of both realized, like, I kind of miss being around her, miss hanging out. So when I got back, that was kind of, like, when we ended up dating.
Like, I miss you, baby.
Yeah.
Come baby, come back.
Well, I'm in Cuba. I'm like, I miss you so much.
We were meant to be. Dude, what is that?
Like, the biggest grad trip was, like, 800 students across, like, Ontario went on this grad trip. I miss you so much.
Baby.
But yeah.
Coming home. Baby.
So then you moved to California because you did Vine.
Yeah, it was tough. She was in school. I was here. I moved here when I was 20. Mm-hmm. You know, I just had came out of high school. I was still working. I quit my, like, part-time or almost full-time job to move here.
Yeah.
Like, in pretty
that's a huge move.
Quickly, too. I didn't really tell anyone I was going to stay. I kind of just was coming back and forth.
Yeah.
And I just never ended up going back.
That's kind of what happens, though. You go for the opportunity, feel it out, and then you're, like, working hard, and then it becomes a real thing.
Yeah. Right. And then managing that was hard. Because she was either coming to visit me or I would go visit her. And I was also I didn't have a visa at the time, too. So when I was coming out to, like, hang out, I didn't want to fly back too early because, like, I wanted to spend a good amount of time here. So, like.
Was it hard to get your visa?
No, I got it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Once I, like, applied.
Everybody loves Canadians.
Yeah. So no, they just gave it to me.
They're like, Canadian? Cool.
Yeah, it just showed up.
Yeah. And then so you would fly back to Toronto.
Like, yeah, it was just, like, maintaining it was difficult because, like, it was a flight, you know? Yeah. So, like.
And then, an expense.
An expense.
Yeah.
And Toronto is, like, obviously not booming for the industry. So every time I'd go back there, I was happy to see everyone, happy to see Kristen. But then I was like, I got to get out of here and go back.
That's always how I am, even with Colorado. I'm, like, excited for the first day. I'm like, family, like, I love you. And then I see them all. I'm like, well, yeah, got to go.
It's been nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but long distance is tough for sure.
But then she would come out and visit you a lot.
Yeah.
Like, she would come and make vegan muffins for me.
Yeah. But she was also in school, too, at the time.
Yeah. She won my heart.
Yeah, she's good at that. She's good at, like, seeing, like, what you're about and then, like, catering to you as, like, a person, which is cool.
I love that. I think that's, you know, it's such a good quality in a person, too. Because, like, even with you, she, like, always, you know, tries to help you with things and take care of you. And, like, you know.
I do the same. Yeah. I do the same for her.
Nope, talking about Kristen.
But Kristen does.
You do, though. You guys have a great relationship where you do love and care for each other. You try to inspire one another, help each other with, like, ideas, help with, like, their work. She has, like, a thriving YouTube now, on her own. Like,
yeah, she's incredible. She's crushing it.
Interior
design. I'm
kind of,
like, envious of how much she's crushing it. Yeah. I'm just envious of girls in general. Like, girls literally can, like, dominate the market, which is, like,
really?
Awesome. Yeah, of course.
Oh, women power, baby.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I love how he's just cracking his toes nonchalantly.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, no.
It had to move.
It had to do it.
It had
bodily
to go.
Functions. Yeah.
So, did you guys ever in that time have a break or be like, oh, we need some time off or this isn't working and then get back together?
Yeah. We didn't really go on a break at all. We never actually broke up, but there were just obviously, like, the hard times where it was like, you know, I don't know what to do. I was just like, I don't know how to do this.
Male influences too. Like, you changed your, like, I wouldn't say you changed your friend group too. You did, but not fully. But it's like you were going out, like, rightfully so. You're like a young guy, first time in Los Angeles. Yeah. Like,
I had to turn legal again because in Toronto it's 19 years old, so I'd already been, like, able to go out. And then when I moved here, I had to turn 21 before I could go out. And I was like, what the
fuck? So funny.
I'm already used to going out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Guys, isn't it so weird before you're 21? I always talk about this. When you're 19, 20, it's like you can't go out. It's like forever. It feels like a million years. And then you're 21, then you're like 25. It's like, wait. I didn't want to, like, grow up that fast. Yeah. Like, chill. I want to be 21 for another million years. Yeah. Like,
or 33.
Yeah.
No, after 21, the years just start coming by like that. And now I'm like, I'm going to be 26 in May?
Yeah.
I just got here.
No, I know. That's so weird.
I just turned to
But I also feel like in LA, it moves faster.
Yeah, because everything's fast-paced.
And you're working basically all day. Like, you know, I wake up, you know, I try to, like, not use my phone for, like, the first 15 minutes of waking up.
15 minutes? She gives...
Yeah. Just because, like, I wake up and then I'll just, like, roll over and, like, you know, cuddle, like, wake up. And I think that's, like, a great thing for people to do when you're in a relationship, not be the first thing that you do is, like, grab your phone and just start on emails or start on texts and, you know, give that, like, time to the other person and then be like, all right.
You got
to
roll over. And
unless you're waking up at 1 o'clock, then I'm out of that bed so fast that I wake up and realize what time it is.
Yeah.
Because if I see it's late, I'm like, no time for
Then you're behind.
Get up, yeah.
Then, yeah.
No time for cuddles.
Yeah. And also, we don't really have weekends either.
Mm-mm.
Then again, it's like we don't necessarily have a crazy structure of work days throughout the entire week, like, you know, people would normally, but like that minus the weekend and minus like vacation time and all that stuff does make time go by faster because.
Yeah, but the thing is with having a 9-to-5 job, it's like you know from those hours that's your job. And then when you're done, you're done. Yeah. We can literally be working till 1 a.m. We can literally work any single month. And you're like a workaholic. Then you don't know how to balance it. You're just working.
Of course.
And then you find.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like
it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exhilarating.
I think it's so fun because you're able to be so creative. Like some people love that structure. For me, I'm like, let me be free.
I don't like the structure.
Yeah.
I'm a butterfly, guys. Let me fly away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I look back and forth and I kind of envy it again a little bit. When I look back at working, I'm like, I kind of miss being able to like go home and like not have to think about anything.
Mm-hmm,
and it's like you did your job and you move on.
Yeah.
But for us, it's like we could do our job and then not be finished with that job because there's so much more to do.
And like also, as an entrepreneur, it's like you also don't have the security. Mm-hmm. Like people with like, you know, jobs, they know at least like they're good for that month. They're good for like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and then you also don't get benefits for yourself. You have to like do all that stuff. Yeah. You got to do all that.
Also, I think a reason why like a 9-to-5 jobs, you come home, you don't think about it because not your work is not your business. You're just an employee. Mm-hmm. So you don't care about like when it's your business and it's your like thing, you want to think outside the box all the time. You want to, how can I make it better? How like always in your head, like, oh my God, this is mine. When it's not yours, it's like, I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to half ass it. I'm going to come home and watch TV.
You know what I learned about all this too? It's like really crazy. It's just, it literally is all
hopefully
just.
Hopefully they don't half-ass it.
Yeah.
I know. Like, hopefully they're not. At my Starbucks barista, like don't half-ass this shit. I need a good $5 coffee.
Coffee is like the one thing you need to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
Out of everything. That's probably the one thing I'd be like thinking about. What I was going to say was what I learned about all this is it literally just comes down to perspective. Doesn't matter what position you're in. There's always going to be something that you're going to be like, this is a con and this is a pro in this area and I wish that I had that, but you're never going to have like the full 360 perfect situation.
Yeah.
Which is why I look at that and I'm like, people from the obviously the other perspective are like, I wish we were in your position. And then I kind of like look back and
back
I'm like,
to the, you always want what you don't have. You have curly hair, you want straight hair. You have straight hair, you want curly hair. You have black hair, you want blonde hair.
Yeah.
It's like you have blue eyes, you want green. And it's like no one's ever like, that's sad, like with humans, we're never content with what we have.
And you can learn to be like with that mindset though of knowing that
I become content
with what you have.
And that's great to segue into relationships with that exactly, being content with what you have, because obviously there's always going to be something about someone
bigger,
else that's
bigger, better syndrome,
something,
and the new car smell, you know, it's like you always want that. It's like
we always say.
I always say the new car smell because it's a real thing. You know, people always want to lease a car and then they have it for a year or 2 years and they get a new one. You know, because that car was great. That car was the best one. That was the newest model. But now that one's kind of old now because that was new model last year. Now you want the newest model. You know, if you have that mentality, you're never gonna be happy with someone. Yeah. Me, I don't have that mentality at all. I'm very like one person, and that's just how my whole family is. So.
Yeah, humans aren't cars. We're humans, and over time, we don't depreciate, we gain value.
Ay.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's dive into our honey pot.
Your what?
Our honey pot.
Our honey pot.
This is where our honeybees write in their diary entries to diary@ohhoneydiary.com, and we read them and we give them our best advice with our amazing
nice.
Guests.
I like that.
Yeah. So you can go ahead with number one, Summer.
Okay, I'm taking a little dip in the honey.
Honey dip drip.
Honey dip drip. Hey.
Okay.
So I have a boy I dated 5 times. The first time he said he didn't have real feelings. The next time he cheated on me. What? So I have a boy I dated 5 times. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no...
math problem. Dated 5 times.
No, but look how it's like, there's no commas, there's no periods,
I mean,
there's
summer,
nothing.
You can't have it all.
Okay.
So I have a boy...
So I have a boy I dated 5 times. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to put my own mm-hmm. comma.
Yep.
Because it's not there. The first time, he said he didn't have real feelings. The next time, he cheated on me. The third time, left me for someone else. The fourth time, other people forced us to split. Same thing. Dude, this is all one sentence.
Yeah, just read it.
Same thing with the fifth time as the fourth. I love this guy for real. Love him for real. Love him and have spent so many tears on him. He says he loves me again and can't get over me. What should I do? Okay, you have to admit there's one period that whole entire thing. All no right. commas.
This person, no, not very good at grammar.
Well, just like for me, it's like I need
doesn't
that.
Do grammar very
I
mean, well.
I don't like structure, but I want it just in can't let my it go. Sentences. Yeah.
All right, so the issue here is... All right, I couldn't even concentrate. The boy, she dated 5 times, and then a lot of issues, basically leaving her for other people, cheated. She loves him, and...
She spent really a lot of tears on him, yeah. but she still loves him, and what
she can't get over... And now he loves her again and can't go over me. What should I do? And she loves him too. So what would you say?
What would you say? Work on your grammar, but that's another thing.
I'm dead.
Shit. I think it's just like comes down to that just clearly not being the right person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like that just doesn't, clearly doesn't yeah. sound like it's been working at all.
It sounds like more.
He cheated on her. More work than it's worth. So many bad things.
Yeah. yeah.
He left her for someone else. He cheated on her.
It, like,
he said he didn't have
worse.
Real feelings. This guy really needs to like figure out his life.
It sounds like he's like stringing you along for it too. He's
yeah,
like,
of course, guys.
Maybe and he's then, not. Maybe he's like, I'm doing all these things.
And then right now,
and I still love you.
Yeah.
And then right now, he loves psychotic. Her. He loves her again right now because there's nothing else better for him right now. So he's bored. He's like, oh no, yeah. but I love you now.
You're like his like go back to like.
You're his thing that he knows that will be there for him.
Sometimes it turns out to be like the one that you go back to. But
it
I don't
depends
think this
on
is
how
it.
Much beating you want because she's gotten fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll just know who the right person is when it happens, you know? Like, mm-hmm. that's clearly a sign. Like, you have to, like, this is an experience and it's a good thing that you went through it. Like, learn from that. And then the next person that you end up being with, if this is the pattern that they show you, then it's like,
and it's kind of fun. It's kind of sad how she's like, I love this guy for real, love him, have spent so many tears on him. So in her head, she spent so many tears on him that she can't let him go.
I wonder
it's
how
like,
old she
that's
is.
The guy that she needs to be with because she's invested so many tears in him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's like, wait, what? That's not a good quality mm-hmm. to, like.
But if you, that's what I realized.
Yeah, we need more details.
The more,
if she's younger, she's more impressionable than anyone else. So yeah. I was like the same too with my first girlfriend. I was like. So invested, just trying so hard to make it work. It clearly wasn't going to work, but I was just like, didn't want to let it go. But that's just because you're young and like, when you feel something for that first time, you like,
you think you it's
get,
everything.
Get, like,
you
aggressive
think
with
you
it.
Think you're yeah. never going to have it again. Like, this is the one.
Yeah.
This is the first time. Everything's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So intense. you laughing? Oh my gosh.
Nope.
I mean, I think we basically covered that.
It's kind of like one of those things like, girl, you don't need him.
Yeah.
Girl, move on, girl. You're a strong woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard having conversations with young people like that, though, because, like, even my cousins maybe a few years ago were going through, like, the same thing. And I'm, like, talking to them, being like, yeah, just you're so upset about this. You don't have to be. Like, there's going to be someone else that'll treat you better, and they don't see, like, they don't understand that, which is kind of...
It's the worst problem in their life right now.
And you know when you're young and someone older than you is, like, trying to give you wise wisdom, you always are like, oh, whatever, that's what all adults say. Like, it's just something, you know, you don't realize that they're coming from experience, you know? You don't put your place, like, okay, they're saying this because they've maybe gone through the... In your head, you're like, oh, you're just saying that because it's what adults say, you know?
I'm a culprit of that, too, though. With my parents and everyone, like comes down to like just you have to learn for yourself.
You really have to learn
for
yourself.
That's the truth.
I think also though with tears, you know, over time, the more you eventually get over it. Like you get to a point of where like you hurt me so much.
Yeah, your body's exhausted.
Yeah, I'm tired. Like I'm over this. Like bye.
Then the tables turn and he's like, I love you, baby. And you're like I don't really care.
I'll take you back.
He's doing like the stuff outside the window. Yeah.
He's like, you're back, and you're like throwing shit at him. Like, life.
You're finally done the one time he says,
like,
I'll take
you back. Over it.
Yeah.
And then we're getting married.
Hard cut to the wedding.
Next week. All right, let's go into question number two. Is it weird that I'm 16 and never have made out with a girl? And if I do soon, how do I do it? I am very curious and scared. If I don't do it good, I am from Greenland, by the way. That's why my English isn't good.
So making out, mouth really wide. You want to go in there just as wide as you can get, right?
Tongue out, everything.
Yeah, just.
Mm-hmm.
No, you. He hasn't made out with a.
No, he wants to know how.
That's you guys.
How?
Yep. Well, you know how to make out.
Do I? I'm still trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to pull Summer in my
frame. There's nothing even to lay on.
Yeah, my lap. okay.
How do you make out?
Well, if I fall asleep, you can't get mad at me.
Okay. I would say if it's your first time making out, watch a YouTube tutorial.
They have them.
And if not, this
could
be
so cringe.
Your YouTube tutorial. Yeah, they do.
That'd be so cringy.
Also, I would say... the guy goes 90%. What is it? What are
90-10?
90-10.
You're talking about from Hitch, movie Hitch. She's quoting the movie Hitch right now.
Oh, watch Hitch. That's the recipe.
You gotta come in 90 and let them come in the 10.
Yeah, it's true though. I agree with that.
But really, okay. I would say usually the first kiss happens so fast, and even if you plan it, I feel like if you plan it more, you might be more likely to mess up.
You talking about kissing or making out?
I don't know.
He said make out.
Did he?
And you corrected him and said made out with a girl, but he said I haven't make out with a girl.
Oh, okay, got it.
Well, I think you have to
open up wide.
No, not all that. Come on, you know that. I think you have to. You don't want to just make out with anybody. So I'm assuming that the other person's going to be interested in making out as well.
Anyway.
You know?
Yeah, you just don't want to go up to a stranger and just like. Try to make out.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
No.
Might work if you're at like a club.
Yeah. If you're at one open, you might get lucky.
With your friends, if you're Amanda, just kidding. Amanda always tries to make out with me and I'm like, leave me alone. Yeah, it's a problem.
That's annoying to have that happen all the time.
I know. It's like, stop, please.
You wish I would make out with you all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually do. Wow.
I feel like we gotta give this guy advice, goddamn. This guy's sitting watching the podcast, like.
He has his notebook ready. He's like, Hitch.
This
okay.
Is the podcast. Yeah, I mean, Christian, go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it. Go
yeah,
for
I think.
It.
I think.
Okay,
I think
your hand. Show us how you would do it.
Just, I'll narrate it for you guys on the podcast. So right now,
I'm doing this for you, buddy.
Christian has his hand up.
This is the girl.
This is the girl.
You go 90, and you should angle yourself, right? Uh-huh. You want to kind of hit it on the angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always angle, no headbutts.
No headbutts. Keep your forehead back.
Yeah.
Don't go in
nice
like this.
Nice little tilt. No.
Like torpedo.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Knock him right out. You knock him right out with that.
Yeah, and you have to make sure your nose doesn't hit their nose, you know?
So the angle, hence the angle. Yeah. And then.
So their nose would be here.
Uh-huh. Yep, so we're at an angle
will be
right
here.
Now.
And you just want to just graze it.
It looks like...
You start slow, right? You don't want to be coming in full force.
One's
at
too hot. One's at a 150 degree angle, the other one's at a 30 degree. Or wait, no.
That's not correct.
It's upside down.
There's a math teacher in here.
One's at 330 degrees. The other one's at 30 degrees.
And you just take it slow. Start soft.
Where's your hand?
No teeth.
Hello.
No teeth. It's very important, no teeth.
Being pressured to make out with my hand right now. Does anyone else see this?
Yeah, we all.
No one's going to say anything?
Nope.
So you start just with a little bit of tongue. I'm talking like, that's even too much.
You're just going to start.
Just work your way.
You're going to start with the tongue.
You got to work the other lips open.
Oh, my God.
No. It's like serenading, right?
You don't want to start with the tongue. You're going to start licking their lips.
Use the tongue.
Just a serenade. That's all.
As like a, what is those things you lift the car up with?
A hoist.
A toy truck?
Not the words jack. Yeah. And then you use your tongue as a jack for the other lips.
Open them up.
And open them up.
And then you have to push down and push the other one down.
I feel bad for anyone kissing them. Because this sounds like,
all right, Summer, you tell us.
You have to always start with the lips first. Like,
use the book.
You don't just go into making out. Like, you have to like do it a little bit, like, and then if you guys get into it and tongue wants to get involved, you invite the tongue in. Like, it just doesn't go in right away. Like,
if he's banging off your teeth, knocking at the door.
Like, no, you're like, just put the tongue in. It's like you're gonna be like this.
Put the tongue in.
I feel like you'll feel it when like
it's
I'm trying to imagine it.
You know
right
when
now.
It's right. If you the so, tongue wants to join, it might not even be that sensual of a kiss. Like you don't know if it's going to be French yet.
Like you kiss, and then if you feel like the other mouth is starting to open, and then you can open your mouth
it's
a little.
An open, it's and like then you invite them in. You
and
know,
then I might want the tugs. Like, let
I
the
might
tongues
not be
dance.
Ready for the tongue. I don't know about you, but my first kiss wasn't no but, tongue. I wasn't ready
but,
for this.
But he's saying make out, though. He wants to know how to make out.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Then the tongue can, don't go too crazy with the tongue, because then it's like, what are you searching for?
Yeah, and don't, like, choke
and start
me.
Jotting
like, I
want
to be able to breathe.
Yeah, it's like if you go a little too crazy, then it's like.
And what if he needs to know about, gross. Like, what do you do after making out?
And then you say, wow. You just.
And then you're like.
You just.
And then you put a pillow over your dick so
world.
No one sees. because you might have a hard on.
She goes.
This is horrible advice.
That's gonna be
just
awkward.
Go
it's gonna be like making a.
Just have something to put
this
over.
Is the worst advice. Just okay. I would just say just go for a couple pecs.
I mean, it's not true.
Feel, let the energy build. If things turn to make out,
yeah, you have to
don't
know
go
how
too
to
crazy.
Read the room.
Don't lick their face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like common mistakes. Common mistakes.
If it's the person that's also interested in making out, I'm sure it'll go fine. You know, because like they're probably trying to figure it out too.
They watched the YouTube. They've watched Oh Honey. They know what to do.
I would say YouTube tutorial. To be honest with you, that's going to be the most like
this is a YouTube tutorial.
Descriptive.
You just gotta.
Yeah,
go.
I feel like anyone who's watched this and tries to make out, they're getting hit in the face. Like,
oh, 100%.
Okay, just don't use your teeth. I know people
don't
like to bite
don't
the lip.
Don't do the tongue first.
Don't
like
bite. Maybe
said.
Don't bite the lip on you the can. First one. Just like because you might. I feel like that's like next level make out, like for the next time.
Yeah.
Don't bite the lip this time. Do it the next time.
And there's a certain type of bite. Like it's, if you're hurting your make out partner,
it's his blood.
Not yeah. good. Yeah.
It's his blood. You should not do it.
Don't kiss when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Just go for it. Let like in all reality. Just go for it. It'll happen. It'll happen naturally. I don't think anybody really invented making out. It's just something that you kind of natural instincts. Like you may suck at the first time, but whatever, you get
it's
better
also just
over time.
Tailored to the person in the situation.
Yeah.
It's yeah, like and there's always gonna be people. Have you ever kissed someone? You're like, yep, that's not it. Yeah. No, I don't like kissing you. Yeah. We did not do good. And then you kiss some people, it's just magical. It's like, oh my god, I don't even know what we're doing.
Compatibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like you'll know. That'll
you'll know.
Determine.
Yeah.
And she'll know too.
Yeah.
Was that the only question or did he say something else?
I think he just wanted to know how to make out.
He just wants to make out.
YouTube.com/howtomakeout.
Would you actually watch a video like that? I just think that would be so cringy. Yeah. Do you watch them make out with someone?
Probably.
Yeah. Wow. It's always like put the hand behind the head.
Guys, does this not make you think of that movie? What's that movie? It's like RV or something. No, it has Jennifer Aniston. And they are road trip, the RV movie. And they go and they like are smuggling drugs.
Is it
and
meet
they...
the something with the last
oh,
name?
Oh, it's a last name. It's a last name.
The Millers.
Meet the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, and they're teaching. Remember they're camping and they think that they're like a family. And Jennifer Aniston's teaching the boy how to make out, and then the sister is, they're all making out with each other, and then the girl comes in and is like watching them all make out. Yeah. Like,
it's supposed to be a family.
I love like making intros to movies and this podcast to make it make sense, but everyone's like, okay, I haven't seen
it. No, it's great.
That movie's great. I love that movie. I could watch that movie a million times.
Do you remember your first make out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It went well.
Yeah.
I think it was in grade 6 or grade 7.
Mm-hmm. And how did it happen? Who initiated it?
It's like one of those where people gather around.
Did you talk first and then kiss? Or you introduced the little worm in the hole?
Well, the girl that I was dating at the time, she actually showed me the...
Oh. And how did she show you, though? Like,
she
showed me. This will help this guy.
She...
Put her tongue in your mouth.
She did it.
And were you just like...
Yeah, it was a mouthful.
I would hate that. Someone just put their tongue,
so she knew what she was doing.
Mouth like that,
and then I just had a bunch of other, like, you know, 10-year-old kids around me chanting.
Really? Oh, it was that situation.
Do it. Like, it was one of those. Yeah. Where everyone was like, wanted it
to
happen.
I thought that was only a movie.
Because they all wanted to learn.
Real.
I get it, because the kids wanted to learn.
And they saw and they're all like, ew, what the... Yeah, that's how it happened.
And then they're all like disgusted. I can't, Nellie. I'm telling.
Yeah. No, that happens in real life. Happened to me. They like all talked about it throughout the school, that after school today that me and her were going to make out. And then like we had like an audience.
Instead of a fight, it's a make out.
Yeah. The teachers come out, what the? Come out like expecting people to be fighting. And they just
that's
see two people just terribly making out.
Yeah, they're like, go back inside. Yeah. I feel like a lot of like first kisses and first make outs are like always a little bit awkward because you're not thinking of yourself really in the moment. And those are the best kisses, right? It's because when you're in the moment and your mind's not somewhere else, when your mind's all technical, yeah, it's like then you're not there for it. Mm. So maybe just be in the moment and just be like, all right, whatever my tongue does, it does.
Just gotta feel the groove.
Give one thing.
Five times.
Okay.
To kids.
Sounds less scary.
Are afraid of girls at the moment. Like they're afraid of kissing, they're afraid of dancing, they're afraid of asking a girl out. Like, what would you tell them?
What was that?
There's a kid out there like.
I hired that. I was like, at this time, do this comedic horn.
Wait till 11:14.
Yeah. Perfect timing.
That are scared of girls?
Mm-hmm.
There's
like,
nothing,
just nervous.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Self-conscious.
I think we're scared of each other. So it's like, it's just about whoever makes that first move to kind of like break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if that's obviously, if there's tension between you and a girl or people that you want to talk to, just like be the person to break the ice.
Icebreaker.
Yeah.
Not being afraid of rejection and not being afraid.
Just do it.
Whatever happens, it's like.
Don't make out with them, you know, but. Don't go in tongue first.
Christian told me.
How are they ever going to make out then?
Hi, my name's Jim. Nice to meet you.
He goes in.
Yo, can we shoot that, please? Yeah. That'd be so funny. Immediately, the first thing just starts to, oh, what are you doing? What? I'm making out with you. It's like, no, you're not.
How often do you see your family?
They were just here. They come visit. Like, I go back. When I go back in for Christmas, I stay like December and January.
But you have like the... Italian family, right? Yeah. And then
80 people.
Yeah, what, that many?
I feel 80? Like between both families, it's got to be like it's got to be at least 40 collectively between both of them.
That's a big family.
Yeah.
And then, are you the only one not in Toronto?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're like the one. We're wearing the turkey hat on the podcast right now.
They're gonna see me. What's Christian up to?
You come from a big family.
Yeah.
And. You're the only one not really there. Do you ever feel lonely?
Do I feel lonely?
Yeah.
That like, I'm not there?
Or missing out, or like you should be there.
I miss them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever feel
Amanda's
lonely.
My stomach is so loud. Sorry, I just can't hear anything else.
It's that digesting. Green juice.
Yeah.
It's like literally.
Right after this podcast over.
Going right through me. Bye. Dibs on bathroom.
She just like gets up and runs. Or like,
hey, that's one thing about eating plants. It goes right through you. Mm-hmm. You just don't sit with it.
Is that good or bad for you?
I think that's great because like with meat, it'll just sit in your system and then it'll build up the bacteria and then that's how diseases are.
Amanda confessed her love for shitting. I think it's great.
It's awesome.
I love doing it.
I feel so light.
But
a big family.
From a big family.
But you don't feel lonely.
Never feel lonely.
You just miss them.
Just me.
I hate you.
have you guys.
Yeah.
I don't ever feel lonely. I miss them.
Yeah.
But I don't ever like sit at home and I'm like, I should be in that pile of 40 Italians eating eating bread and pasta and I miss it though.
When he's saying all this with this turkey on his head, just makes it so much better.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Leave it on. Leave it on.
I was about to say, can I take it off?
It's good for you. But but you feel like you've made friends that are like family to you here? Mm-hmm. Who is that?
You? Johannes?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, that was Summer's newly added.
Guys, yeah, but I can still get a high five.
I really wanted Summer's outfit, guys, who's listening to the podcast. I got Summer a turkey outfit because she likes turkey. And like, you know, you get your friends what they want. And for Summer, I was really hoping it would have the face hole similar to my outfit.
Yeah, because she hates me.
But my outfit was the only one that just had a face hole.
Why'd you swap?
Because she would never be a green bean.
I would be a green bean. I'm
very tan green bean.
With my turkey.
Yeah. Actually, it goes great with your skin tone.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
It flows. So, brothers and sisters?
Brother.
Yeah.
Younger.
Oh, yeah.
Julian.
You only have one brother?
Yeah.
I have to ask, like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But
brother, sister?
Yeah. Parents? With Julian, though, you guys get along so great, and he's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, he's really funny. You don't see it because he's your brother.
You think Julian's funny?
I think so. Not intentionally.
Yeah. No, yeah. Definitely not intentionally.
Yeah.
He has his moments where you're just like...
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, huh, you're a funny guy.
Yeah,
does he come visit a lot?
Yeah, now he's kind of like visiting for a little
What's
bit.
What's the age difference?
He's 23. He's 2 years younger.
Mm. Yeah, but he's also like...
Brilliant musician.
Yeah.
Like that's something like...
Yeah, that's very true. And you guys work together. Is that hard to do with a sibling?
No.
Not at all?
No. Because he knows what I want. Like when I tell him like an idea that I have, he'll play it like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you recently just moved too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you happy about it?
Yeah. No, it's way more cozy. I didn't want to live in that freaking house anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So Christian was in a massive home that I used to film in all the time.
Yeah. You can reference for all of our videos.
Yes. It was basically like my studio.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Peaks, Jerry, all those guys are always like, yeah, why don't I come by and film?
Like you have a massive house with a lot of rooms you're not using. Mind if we go in there?
I mean, might as well. I wasn't using it.
Yeah, but you feel better in a smaller house. This is like a prime example of like, you don't need like huge things, so many things to be happy. It's almost like stressful at that point. It was like so much to take care of, so much like, so much space. It didn't like, you weren't able to feel, it looks beautiful, but you weren't able to feel like super cozy in it.
Yeah. No, now I definitely feel more like secured.
Yeah.
It just feels like having less is just like you can manage more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the house is great. Too big. I'm happy I did it. But.
Some of my friends that are the most successful tend to just give their things away over time. They're just like, all right, like, I don't need this. What do I need this for? What's the function of this thing in my life? Mm-hmm. Okay, not that important. I need to get rid of this. So they just like kind of cleanse their whole.
I need help with that.
They kind of like cleanse their whole apartment or their home, and they're able to work better and have a clearer mind because they have a cleaner home.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
Because my storage unit is massive and filled like to the back.
Yeah.
So I'm just like.
Oh, you're gonna donated feel so
a lot
good.
Yeah, I donated a lot of stuff, and then I'm selling like the more expensive stuff.
Was that your idea? Kristen's.
It's Kristen's.
Yes.
I wanted to keep everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep everything.
And she's like, why do you have this?
Yeah.
Because I want it.
Yeah.
People are like, does it find you joy? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But hoarding, yeah. Hoarding, it reflects.
I'm like, oh, all right, well then shit.
Your home is a representation of your life, right?
Oh God, don't say that.
So if you come back to a messy home.
I'm a messy bitch, but I embrace that shit.
But it leads to you have organization in your home, you're more likely to have an organization within your life and like with your business, with your career, your trajectory. It's like it just helps with everything overall. And if you never tried it, all the hoarders out there are like, my life is awesome. I know, but I'm just saying, just try it. Just try it.
Be open-minded.
Yeah.
More specifically?
No, but when I move, I do get rid of a lot of stuff. But I just have a lot of things. I have a lot of clothes. I have a lot.
Are you still at the house, or where are you at now?
What house?
Were you ever at the
600?
Oh, yeah.
No, Clout House.
I had someone ask me the other day, because a lot of people now, it's like one of those things where it's like Clout House. A lot of people think they're there to get clout and all this stuff. I moved in way before it was the Clout House. Like, I moved in.
Summer was a strategy for getting clout.
No, I had no idea. So actually, my really good friend, Rice Gum,
who we had on the podcast. Yes,
he asked me to move in. He called me randomly and said, hey, I just moved into this house. Like, if you want to come move, like, there's rooms in here and everything. And at the time, I already had a place and I was living there and I didn't want to move.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? That sounds really cool. But like, no, I'm good. Thanks though. Like, and then randomly called me again a month later and I needed a place to live. Like, I was literally like trying to be like, okay, because I didn't like the situation I was in and I wanted to move. But I was like kind of just in it because I didn't have a place to go. He called me again. I was like, hey, do you want to move in? Like, he asked me again. And I was like, actually, yes, I do. So it was like weird, like just perfect timing. And I moved in. It was not the Clout House. It was literally just a house with like Banks lived there. Alyssa
didn't live there.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, it was like just like the main people. Now it's like a lot of people who have came and gone. But yeah, I was like,
you were the one of the original Clout House members.
Yeah, but I was never there to like get clout. Like, yeah. That's not like,
no,
I didn't,
just
you know.
It's the name of it.
No, I know. But now so many people, like, I feel like when the person asked me, like, oh, why did you live there? It was like almost like, it's like, no, I was living there with my friends. Like,
yeah, it was
more,
convenient.
It was like a friendship. It was like good. It was like, I love them. And mm-hmm. We were like living there and it was not for like that. So it's like, I want people to know that I love those people and I live there because
we're
friends.
No, I love everybody in the house.
Yeah.
Bryce, Alyssa, Banks, I think they're all really cool people.
Yeah, Banks is the sweetest.
Yeah.
Like, he was always like so sweet.
I was like suffocating in my room and the rooms are pretty big, so
yeah,
it was a struggle. I just need my own space.
And you got a boyfriend too. That like that's an influence also, right? It helped.
I'm just living in a condo. Living in a condo.
I mean,
is
come on. Like,
wait, what did I miss? What happened?
I don't know. I'm so confused with it. They know you have a boyfriend by now.
You don't have a boyfriend?
No. Who's to say?
It's a mystery, guys. You'll never know.
You heard it here first, folks. No boyfriend.
They're like, no, we've heard it for the past, like
we've heard the
30 episodes.
Yeah. Well, every day is a new day, guys.
Oh man.
Just earlier talking about how just one guy.
Yeah.
For me, my whole family's like this, just
one guy. I don't like anyone to know my relationship.
She likes her privacy.
Because I like privacy.
Yeah, but you tell stories about him so they know.
Yeah, because I need
them
to.
They're smart.
Okay, but now it's a new day. Maybe I don't. Maybe I do. You'll never know. I like to keep
TBD.
It interesting. I like to keep it interesting, guys.
Find out next podcast.
You thought you know me? Well, no, you don't.
Find out next podcast.
Yeah. Find out next podcast.
But
what my mood is.
Thanks
I'm
for watching.
Goofy.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Thanks for hanging out with us. We wanted a super casual conversation and a little hangout session with you guys. Make sure if you're just at home, on vacation, whatever it is, you're checking out Christian's music, Del Grosso, on Spotify.
I was going to say be safe.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, if you're on vacation, traveling the world,
be safe.
Make sure you check out his videos.
Don't drink and drive. Please don't drink and drive. Lost a lot of friends to that. That's a fact. Holidays come up. People drink. They drive. Worst idea you could ever do. There's Uber. There's Lyft. Make sure you do that. And also subscribe to our podcast, our YouTube channel, Oh Honey Podcast. Summer?
Guys, make sure you thumbs up this video and listen to us on iTunes Music, Spotify, anywhere you want, guys.
Download us. Download all of our podcasts and listen to us wherever you go with your family. Just hang out with us.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Oh,
do
honey.
It. And send in your stories that you need advice on to diary at ohhoneydiary.com.
.com. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Oh, honey. Diary LLC makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh, honey.